Okay. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting for case HI23-002 regarding Mr. Harold Coonan. The time is now 9:04 a.m. on January 17th, 2023. My name is Caitlin Crawford, and I am the investigator assigned to this case. Before we get started, I would like to have all attendees today introduce themselves, their title, and purpose. We will go ahead and start with those of us who are in the room, and then we will move to the participants who are attending virtually. So as I said, my name is Caitlin Crawford, and I'm the investigator assigned to this case.
Daniel Carthel, assisting investigator.
Judith Stakely, executive director.
I'm Harold Cunnan, go by Hal. I'm the home inspector that's being investigated today.
Orlene Laura, enforcement manager.
Brandon Eaton, investigator.
And then our EAC member is attending virtually.
Morgan Palmer.
Roger Skaggs, president, Arizona ASHI, member EAC, member home inspector rules and standards committee.
You're muted, Dennis.
You're muted. Dennis Nobley, EAC member.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Ray?
Yeah, Jeannie Ray, Assistant Attorney General.
Thank you. All right. A few reminders. This meeting is being audio recorded for board purposes. No other recordings are allowed. All speakers need to speak with clarity and volume so that the recorder can pick up what is being said. Also, please be sure to announce yourself so that it is clear who is speaking. This is important, so when I go back to review the audio recording, I will know who said what. To avoid disruptions, cell phones must be completely off or placed in silent mode. An EAC meeting is not a formal hearing. The purpose of this meeting is to gather information, review evidence, and conduct interviews so the EAC committee can make recommendations to the board regarding whether or not a violation of the Board's Practice Act has occurred. The recommendations resulting from this meeting are not the final outcome of the matter. We ask that all parties conduct themselves in a professional manner. This Enforcement and Advisory Committee meeting is convened to review allegations received through a complaint on July 8, 2022, related to a home inspection in Mesa, Arizona, on or about March 22, 2022. This Enforcement Advisory Committee meeting will also review any additional findings from the case assessments. The committee will establish the relevant facts that occurred during this case and determine if any violations of the Board's Practice Act have occurred. All committee findings and any recommendations will be provided to the board through an EAC report prepared by staff. Committee members shall be prepared to participate, having read and familiarized themselves with the facts and issues involved in this case based upon the material that was provided. At this time, I will ask the committee members if they have done so and are comfortable serving on this committee without any conflicts with respondent or alleger. For the record, I will call each committee member's name. Please signify yes or no. Mr. Nobley?
Yes.
Mr. Palmer?
Yes.
And Mr. Skaggs?
Yes.
Great, thank you. Fact-finding during this meeting will occur in confidential executive session. The committee members and individuals called during the executive session may not discuss the dialogue from executive session with anyone outside of the session or after the session is complete. During executive session, the committee is requested to focus its dialogue solely on the alleged violations from the meeting brief. Interviews will be conducted, starting with the alleger, respondent, and then any witnesses. During the interview of respondent, committee members will ask specific questions regarding the items listed in the EAC meeting brief that were identified during the case assessment process. The committee will note their position for each item and will only conduct deliberations on each item after all interviews have been concluded. Any party here in person not being interviewed will wait out in the lobby. You will be called when it is time for your interview. Any party on the phone not being interviewed will have to disconnect the call and will receive a call from me once it is time for your interview. I did also want to state for the record that alleger was notified of today's meeting and they declined to attend. At this time, I will call for a motion to enter executive session to conduct interviews and review evidence. Committee members who make the first and second motion, please announce your name prior to your motion. Can I please get a motion?
I motion that we go into executive session regarding this case.
Thank you, Mr. Skaggs. Can I get a second?
I second.
Mark and Palmer.
Okay. Thank you. Motion passes. We have entered into executive session at 9:09 a.m. on January 17th, 2023.